Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Thursday, May 9th. Ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas have paused, according to 2 U.S. officials. 3 sources familiar with the negotiations tell CNN Hamas's demand that Israel agree up front to a 12-week pause in fighting instead of 6 weeks was a major obstacle. An Israeli source added Israel has taken issue with committing to the 12-week ceasefire before any hostages are released. The discussions that had been taking place in Cairo over the past few days have largely broken up. It comes after President Joe Biden told CNN he would stop sending bombs and artillery if Israel launched a major invasion of Rafah. Biden's facing some political pushback in Washington for placing a condition on Israel like that. CNN's Kevin Liptak has more.
You hear it from Republicans all the way across the spectrum, from your Mitt Romneys to your Donald Trumps, all of them saying that this amounts to an abandonment of Israel. But I think for President Biden, the political bind is very evident because you're also hearing from progressives who say that this hasn't necessarily gone far enough, including from Bernie Sanders, the Democratic Socialist, who said this kind of step should have been taken months ago. So the president's still very much caught in a political bind.
From salacious testimony to the mundane, the last few witnesses of the day in the criminal hush money trial against former President Donald Trump spoke a lot about the Trump Organization's bookkeeping and Trump's personal finances. The $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet about her alleged affair ahead of the 2016 election and how it was reimbursed to Michael Cohen is at the heart of the charges against Trump. Trump denies the alleged encounter and has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Daniels spent over 6 hours on the stand over 2 days of testimony, where she discussed the details of their alleged sexual encounter in 2006 and how the hush money payment unfolded years later. And while that sounds very scandalous, legal experts say the testimony the jury heard after Daniels today is more important to the case, because those witnesses were around Trump when he allegedly falsified business records to cover up the payment. Today, the Storm Prediction Center issued a tornado watch for parts of northern and central Texas, as well as portions of Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. The U.S. has been in a tornado frenzy lately, as CNN's Eric Zirkel explains.
It's not unusual to have tornadoes this time of year. There has been a tornado reported somewhere in the U.S. every day for the last 2 weeks. Hundreds have been reported during that time, including 2 just today. The deadly twisters have torn apart entire neighborhoods. Some towns have even been hit twice. Most have been weak, but at least 2 were exceptionally rare and devastating EF4 tornadoes with 165-mile-an-hour winds.
3 arrests have been made after an investigation by the New Mexico Attorney General into the risks of sexual exploitation of children on Facebook and Instagram. The men were accused of attempted sexual abuse of children after responding to fake accounts set up by the Attorney General's office. The investigation was also the basis of a lawsuit filed last year against Meta, accusing the tech giant of creating a, quote, breeding ground for child predators. In a news conference, New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres blamed Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Meta has pushed back against the claims in the lawsuit and says it offers dozens of safety tools for children and parents. Coming up, a gym known for cheap memberships is raising its fee by 50%.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
For the first time in 26 years, Planet Fitness is raising its classic membership fee from $10 to $15 a month and didn't explain why. The nation's largest gym chain has used that $10 price point as its main marketing tool, aimed at first-time gym goers. The gym's former CEO called it a, quote, get-you-off-the-couch price. Analysts say that cost was also low enough that some members wouldn't even bother to cancel, even if they weren't using the gyms often. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode is tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern. Till next time.